tuned to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As you young folks are young at heart,
right?
Begin spring break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blue bonnets are trying to do their thing as best they can with the drought that we've had across the state.
Right.
Lots to see and do this time of year. And a lot of you are going to be heading to either an inland waterway or maybe the coast. And if you're hanging around water, you need to be safe.
That's absolutely.
And so our guest today is Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Program Director Kimberly Sorensen. Neat gal who, you know, runs and or kind of heads up that effort.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that people overlook. So we're going to try to enlighten you and pass on some safety tips and things to just be mindful of when you are on the water.
You can be safe and have fun at the same time.
You sure can. Biggest thing to remember is in boats, no brakes.
Correct. You know? Right.
Yes, you can use an engine to slow, but, you know, no brakes.
I heard something. I can't remember what it was. I wish I could. I have to bring this up because somebody was talking to someone on a carrier. And they said, and how long does it take you to stop? And the guy said, 20 miles.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of weight, a lot of momentum, a lot of inertia behind that.
Right.
All right, we've got some news for you as well. We got a great show headed your way, so you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoors News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, spring break has begun. Actually, I think the majority of schools are started this weekend and run through next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There are other schools that will open or will shut down the following week. But regardless, it's going to get a little busy in recreational areas.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And on the highway to those recreational areas.
Particularly going to and from those recreational areas, for sure. We do have some news from across the state as well as the nation. National Shooting Sports Foundation. Mm-hmm. The February 2023 National Instant Criminal Background Check System was a decrease of 0.6%, 1,343,593 compared to 1,352,105 for February 2022.
Yeah, but still over a million.
Yeah. February 2023, and this is what you're alluding to, Harold, yeah. 43 consecutive months that has exceeded 1 million adjusted background checks.
Mm.
Just absolutely amazing. Last week, you brought up a piece of news on Discover Card.
Right.
Okay. And then I let folks know about Florida stepping up to the plate going, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to recognize, and you do, and there will be financial penalties per, you know, issuant.
Yeah.
Well, Amalgamated Bank CEO Priscilla Sims Brown, described by the New York Post as the left's private banker, isn't shy about catering to extremist agendas and progressive causes. She lobbied the main international credit card standard organization to create a special tracking code for gun store purchases.
Mm.
As credit card companies, okay, so it's not just Discover,
mm-hmm.
being implemented, the codes, lawmakers in Washington, D.C., in the lawmakers in Washington, D.C. and the states are saying not so fast.
Right.
West Virginia, Mississippi, and Florida have already seen bills introduced that would penalize credit card companies for using the codes to track lawful gun store purchases, and on Capitol Hill, politicians are fighting against financial discrimination.
Well, we're cracked anyway.
Absolutely.
Something else from, as I said, have those guys, National Shooting Sports. Some good news, too. Firearms Industry Trade Association, they jumped in. They're celebrating the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's announcement that $1.6 billion is being apportioned to state conservation and wildlife access programs driven mostly by firearm and ammunition sales. Record-setting distribution of funds is derived from the Pittman Robertson and Dingell Johnson excise taxes paid by the firearm and ammunition industry, as well as the angling industry. Nearly 1.15 of that sourced from firearms and ammunition excise taxes. Firearm and ammunition manufacturers have paid over $25.38 billion into the fund since 1937. Commonly known as Pittman-Robertson, it's funded by excise taxes. As we say, excise taxes at 11% of the wholesale price for long guns and ammo, 10% for the wholesale price for handguns. The deposits earned a special account called the Wildlife Restoration Trust Fund, which so far we haven't let them touch for anything else.
Maybe with the money coming in to states,
mm-hmm.
and I'm speaking specifically about Texas,
right,
that we will be able to get the personnel or have the funding that the state legislature is not able to appropriate
mm-hmm.
to actually complete some of these reports that are federally required
right.
to get the money.
Ah.
And but also, more importantly, we'll give information to landowner and other constituents to complete the wildlife picture, mm-hmm. if you would. Okay,
right.
Because let me tell you, folks, there's a bunch of stuff that Parks and Wildlife does where there's a lot of, it's kind of like Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some holes in it that need to be filled in, and they right. know it.
Sure.
They just, you know, are kind of hamstrung because of the limitation of funding. Through the end of March,
mm-hmm.
the for those little fish, you know, legacy class.
Oh, those, yeah.
Yes, those over 13-pound.
Mm-hmm.
Sharalunkers, we've got possum. Possum.
Pass the possum.
Sometimes yes, the mouth wants to go left and, you know, the tongue goes right, you know, and it's just no telling what's going to come out. Possum Kingdom recorded its first legacy class sharelunker of the 2023 season, collected last Sunday. Tony Lozapan of Iowa Park reeled in a 13.14-pound Sherlunker, number 647, the 15th overall Legacy Class fish this season.
Right.
Possum Kingdom joins O.H. Ivy. Bob, you okay?
I'm okay.
You okay?
He choked up on that.
Farmer's Almanac predicted that, too.
Right, okay.
Lake Nacogdoches and Alan Henry on the list of Sherlunkers for 2023. We've also got some other news, because 1 week from this weekend, in South Texas, spring turkey season opens, okay? We've got a youth, you know, youth days, but... the report has been fairly consistent for the past year. While the 2022 drought and heat have reduced the wild turkey numbers across Texas, and what's interesting is Parks and Wildlife is releasing that information when probably a decade ago they stopped counting turkeys. Based on, you know, general sightings, et cetera. Didn't have the hatch. So we've got a lack of juvenile hens that kind of mess things up. What really messes things up are the juvenile jakes. Okay, because they'll run around like a bunch of gangs, and you see a mature gobbler trying to take care of business.
Right.
They'll just jump on him and just spur and...
Yeah, they're clowns.
Right, they are.
I'm speaking of counting. I got to... From my beloved Texas Co-op Power magazine that I get, being that
I was through Harold Gore.
Were you? Okay, I thought you were.
No, I wasn't. But go ahead.
Put your hand over your mouth. Okay. Anyway, scientists last year came up with a global ant census. Okay.
Oh, this is important, folks. Listen.
It
up.
Is.
Go ahead.
It's unfathomable. 20 quadrillion. That's 20 followed by 15 zeros. Think of it this way. Ants outnumber humans at least 2.5 million to one. And no, most of them do not live in Texas, though more than 250 of the 14,000-plus species worldwide are native to our state. The dreaded fire ant isn't one. They're invasive in Texas. You ever see my picture of ants? Cute?
No, but do you have to get a permit for those?
Yes.
To go after them?
I'm just trying to... It always fascinates me. Who's doing the counting? One, two, you know... 19 quadrillion. Oh, what?
To finish what I was saying about turkey, okay, go to some of your long stalwarts, Rolling Plains, longtime turkey, Edwards Plateau, certainly. And if anybody goes out west to the Trans-Pecos Ridge area, water is paramount. And just, you know, look around the riparian areas. Wow. We'll be talking more about turkeys in the coming weeks and giving you even more hunting and information. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Outdoor report. Yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Indeed. America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Top brands like Photonis Defense, InDivision, Pixels on Target, Zeiss, Valdata, Core Survival, iRay, USA, Infrared, Pulsar, to name just a few. Mm. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. Folks, go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, to get an idea. And I say an idea because such a hot commodity, and right now is prime time to be picking up that thermal imagery equipment that you need. Then give them a call, 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574, and they will provide great guidance for you.
And you need it, yeah. Based on your budget, based on your hunting, based on your firearm, you know, a lot of options there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not following along?
What, I'm ready? I mean,
oh, you are ready.
I'm looking at it, yes.
Oh, okay. I was...
The Texas Outdoors Journal, Hunting and Fishing Times?
There you
that
go.
One? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This weekend, Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. The Sunday's rated as good. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday's another fair day. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are a trio of good ones. Next Sunday, another best day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours, either side of sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a major time shift occurs, with this major feeding period of the day occurring from well before sunrise, continuing until mid-morning. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game most active from either side of sunrise, continuing to feed until either side of the noon hour. Next weekend, look for game to be actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday, March the 14th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Monday through Friday each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday, a three tide day with two low tides and one high.
All right, staying on the coast, we've got some warm weather that are warming things up. And from Lake Calcasieu, Sabine, you know, the Galveston Bay complex, all the way down to the Matagorda area. Find those shallow flats. Shallow water is going to warm up more quickly. We've got, that transition from winter through some warm months. It's been a roller coaster ride this year. Also, the wind shift, playing the wind, will be important. Still looking for areas to transition from flats to cooler weather in case a surprise cool down occurs at night. We've also got shrimp starting to move back into the bay areas, and that means birds are going to be starting to point the way to some really good fishing. Mid-coast area, there has been some excellent fishing, still under the restriction due to the winter storm in February 2020
didn't exist.
No, 20, you're right, and neither did 19, really. Those are 2 years you removed from your life, you know. But it was 2021, and some really good fish. Seeing Captain Joey Farah, folks down at Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Brian Barrera down in South Padre, Austin Camacho, the name just goes on and on. These guides stay on fish and are putting their customers on fish. Offshore, out to 9 nautical miles, you've got some really good fishing in state waters for red snapper. And catch those light wind days.
Yeah.
Go after it.
Okay.
Okay? On inland lakes, we got one of your favorite listed today.
B.A. Steinhagen. There's something about that, the way it rolls off the tongue, man. Bass are spawning in shallow vegetation.
You just like to show off and do that. That's not what it is.
I spent too much time in Fredericksburg is what it was. Anyway, bass are spawning in shallow vegetation. Best success casting hollow-bodied frogs or white swim jigs. With the warming water temperature, all species should be pushing shallow. Caddo. Fishing's on fire right now at Caddo. Flukes, cinco's, chatterbaits, even some topwater action around trees is best. Target spawning flats near the river, fishing slowly. This time of year is all about presentation. Cast your bait past the tree, swim your bait to the tree. Many folks mess up and throw a big splash right up on the tree and wonder, why didn't I get a bite? Okay, Conroe. Spring has sprung, okay? There's been a decent crappie catch in the shallows on the north end of the lake, and there is no shortage of folks waiting on them to bite. Eater catfish have been great from 8 to 25 feet of water on baited holes using catfish bubblegum, liver, worms, or punch bait. Bass fishing has improved with bass being taken in shallows and around existing grass beds during the spawn. Larger bass are around deeper structure in 9 to 20 feet. Fork. Bass fishing has improved after the recent warming trend. The spawn is happening in many areas of the lake. Outside the bedding areas, the best bites are chartreuse and white chatterbaits, black and blue cincos, watermelon red flukes, and Texas rigs working on the outside edges of the grass, and the best depth is 2 to 4 feet. Nacogdoches. Spring fishing is in full swing. Largemouth bass are good and can be found on beds and along the grass edges. Crappie can be found moving up the creek, are starting to spawn in the grass and under the boathouses. Big Sam Rayburn, water is barely over the pool, allowing bass to access the buck brush to protect their fry. Male bass are in the shallows using buck brush and cypress trees, so use soft plastics, trick worms, jigs, use crankbaits and soft plastics to target bass in the grass lines. Male crappie are shallow in the... What are you guys doing? Male.
Just focus, Harold. Focus.
You're whispering. Stop it. Male crappie are shallow in the cypress trees, and the females are slowly coming in. Bites on roadrunners and small plastics. Tyler, bass are good to 9 pounds on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, worms in 3 to 4 feet of water. Crappie are good out to 2 feet of water on jigs and minnows. Big report. Fayette, spring has sprung, and the fish bite continues to improve. Bass are excellent. And the spawn is near, with fish on shallow points and along dam rocks in 10 to 14 feet of water, with various shad-colored crankbaits, rattle traps, crawfish plastics. The topwater bite is good early in the morning in shallow water with frog hoppers. Bass are good, the best bite using a shimmy shaker in 12 to 14 feet of water at Palestine. Backs in the pockets of the creeks is where you want to go with that. And white bass are great on the south and north end points in the early morning and later in the evening. Good catches at the Village Marina on rattle traps. Tewakene. Lake Tewakene 6 inches high. There's still water going over the spillway. White bass and hybrids have moved off the main lake and be found in the mouths of creeks and rivers staging to spawn. Getting those fish to bite can be tricky. Smaller crappie jigs with small plastic baits has worked the best. Whitney. Crappie are good on brush, open water, and in creeks in 2 to 20 feet of water, suspended 12 to 25 feet using Snacky Lures FS200s with the eye-hole jig. After the full moon this week and warm weather, there are fish currently on the banks.
All right, heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, where Choke Canyon Reservoir is about 24 and a half feet below pool. The bass fishing has been good as the spawn is gearing up. Fish are staging out to 8 feet, biting on swim baits, chatterbaits, and soft plastic. Corpus Christi has had a really good bite. Catfish are great in 1 to 3 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good in 3 to 5 feet of water on dark-colored soft plastics. And crappie are great in 1 foot of water near structure. Brownwood bass to 9 1/4 pounds are excellent on crankbaits in 4 to 12 feet of water on flats around spawning areas. And OHIV, I love this. Largemouth bass are good pushing shallow to spawn. Now, let me expand on this a little bit, okay? Right. Because the fish that have been caught from ivy to date have been in deep water. Mm-hmm. Now they're moving up, shallow. They've been anglers have been using that forward-looking sonar that Matt Williams told us about a few weeks ago. But now the traditional spawning beds are taking place. What's going on in the hill country?
Well, let's head to Brady Lake. This time of year, it's for the bass addicts, friends, the warmer days, especially the warmer nights, will have the big girls moving up shallow where anglers without active targets or live scopes can start to shine, start looking for protected pockets with deeper water nearby. Chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, cincos will get your arm broken this time of year, according to our report. Canyon. Largemouth bass are excellent. You can catch a lot of fish throwing a Senko or trick worm shallow or on the outside of the grass line or slow rolling swim baits over the grass. Travis, plenty of bass shallow and deep right now. Fishing creek arms in shallow pockets are producing good numbers of bass. Fish are spawning in the backs of the creeks and around wind-protected shorelines. The bite will continue to get better throughout the month.
All right, on the hunting scene, told you that there is youth-only season for spring turkey. And this weekend, the South Zone youth-only season is taking place. Again, next Saturday, March 18th, and running through April 30th, is the South Zone general spring turkey season. The 25th through the 26th of March, the youth-only North Zone season in advance of the North Zone general spring turkey season that opens on April 1.
Mm.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from hunting? Oh, no, we're not.
No, come now.
You know, maybe we are.
You want
is
this one.
Is this? Is
oh, no. Gas. No.
Oh, okay.
Lots of gas.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
right,
uses
okay.
lots
this,
of gas.
Okay? This is acceptable. Okay.
Yeah, okay. This, good for the economy. The 2023 GMC Yukon four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate. Reminds me of my friend Scott Hollingsworth, great magician. He'd finish a bit and he'd go, you know, some applaud, some cheer, some just say, wow. Anyway, this thing, it's like driving a fabulous leather and wood-wrapped condominium. It's just unbelievable. It's got the 6.2-liter Ecotec V8, 420 horsepower, 460 pound-feet of torque, 8,200 pounds of towing, 13 surround camera views.
Hmm.
You know, what do you want to see now? These amazing what they do. Magnetic ride control, air ride adaptive suspension, hitch guidance with one of those mini cameras, 18-speaker Bose Performance Series sound system. I mean, the inside is just leather on top of leather. Rear seat media center, heated and ventilated front and rear seats. Third row, 60-40 split bench power folding, power sliding center console, hands-free power lift gate, dual exhaust tips with dual tips. That means you got four in the back. Power assist steps, I mean, just more. Safety, obviously, all of it. Front pedestrian braking, forward collision alert, rear cross traffic, I mean, the works. Base, only $93,255, but the way this was tricked out, we're back to Bob money again. $97,745, but you can get long terms. City mileage, 14, highway, 18, because this thing's a whopper. But, like I say, it's like driving a big expensive condominium around. The 23 GMC Yukon four-wheel drive Denali Ultimate.
Wow. Absolutely wow. Amazed. How long does it take you to memorize that every week? You know, I mean, that's just amazing.
It's hard.
All right, for those of you that were stunned, applauded, or, you know, that wow factor,
just say wow, right?
We're going to move from automotive to boating safety. Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Program Director, she's on her way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters.
Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Yes, I know we've been having some rains across a portion of the Lone Star State. Yes, it is helping to put ground moisture in that's going to give us more cover and natural forage. But you need to be having Fortified Cottonseed as free choice year-round. When we talk about the most effective way, there's a better than 2-to-1 savings over a traditional protein feed regimen. Uh-huh. As Harold will tell you, there are some critters that just won't eat it.
Yeah, pigs and coons, and that's great.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
And based on reports from John Sewell, manager of the Harris Ranch there in Uvalde and Kinney County, deer are going to eat about a pound a day per animal to get what they need. And that's one thing about wildlife. They're going to eat what they need,
right,
and then that's it. Okay? Get you an order if you've got a big place, and Fortified Cottonseed will deliver it. If you need a few bags, go to Tractor Supply. Go to their website, Fortified Cottonseed's website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. Mentioned at the top of the program, spring break begins this weekend. And not only on the roads, but on the waterways as well. Y'all need to be safe. And the lady that coordinates and oversees the boating safety program for Texas Parks and Wildlife, Kimberly Sorensen. I heard Bob say when he made the connection to the call, You really came back to do the show again. Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing, Kimberly?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back on the program and reminding our outdoorsmen and women to be safe on and around our waterways as we get into the spring.
Kimberly, this is Harold. We tend to kind of jump back and forth on this show anyway. With the programs now, been running some years, I mean, we're having some pretty good safety results, aren't we?
We are. The pandemic brought a lot of new boaters out to the waterways, and our boater education program has been ramped up over the last couple years, and we actually had a decrease in accidents and fatalities last year. But we're really encouraging everyone to, take the very first step of boating safety, which is take boater education, take a class to get prepared before you go out there on the water.
What are you doing? I was just making you feel at home. The closest thing to water that you do is what goes in your drink, frozen item.
He's stirring his big gulp there. Okay, all right.
At the top of the program mentioned that boats don't have brakes. We've also got situations with lots of people that are entering the boating market, maybe doing something smaller, canoes or kayaks, low visibility. Slowing down never hurts, and having flagging or an observer. There's a number of things that you all cover in different safety courses that folks need to do, right?
Absolutely. Paddle craft is probably one of the first ways that people get on our waterway, inexpensive craft. Number one thing that someone can do is put on safety equipment, put a life jacket on when they're out there. You mentioned boats don't have brakes. One of the next vessels that people play on the most would be a personal watercraft. And when they get on personal watercraft, most people call them jet skis. As soon as they let off that throttle, that boat continues to move. So they have to be very aware of where they're at compared to other boats out there on the water. In fact, they're required by law to stay 50 feet away from other boats.
You mentioned personal flotation devices. And this is really true whether it's for a child or an individual. Make sure that you put on a PFD that should you fall, be knocked unconscious, mm-hmm. that it will floats you upright as opposed to face down, right?
Yeah, so life jackets have different ratings and they're designed for different activities on the water. And so you want to choose the life jacket that fits the activity that you're doing on the water, and then you want to look to see whether it has turnability. We actually have new labels on life jackets out there, and they have a little arrow on them. It shows you whether that jacket will turn you right side up or not. So take some time and learn about life jackets. The designs have gotten so much better. They fit better. They're more sleek. They're easier to wear and be comfortable in all day long. And we really just encourage you to find the life jacket that you'll actually wear on the water.
I'm thinking back when I first started water skiing, you just had that flotation belt. And with me, the way I'm built, I would tend to float like head down, like a cork. Do they still even make those?
They don't have those out there as U.S. Coast Guard approved life jackets.
Okay.
And when you're doing activities, your jacket needs to be a U.S. Coast Guard approved. There are other flotation devices out there that will help you float. But in order for it to be a legal life jacket on your boat, per our boating laws, it needs to be a U.S. Coast Guard approved jacket.
Before we go to the mid-show break, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the safety kill switch attached to the operator. That would absolutely shut down the engine. That is another paramount necessity.
Yeah, with our waterways being very low in water right now, there's a lot more obstacles out there. And if you're running up on plane and that boat's moving across the water and hits something, it's very easy for you to be thrown from the boat. If that happens and you don't have a kill switch on, that boat's going to go into a big circle, make donuts around the water, and you'll be in the water. So the two safety practices that we encourage when you're driving your boat up on plane is to wear your kill switch so that it'll shut that engine off, and wear your life jacket in case you do get thrown so that it'll bring you to the surface and you can get out of the way of any vessels or anything else out in the waterway.
There's more tips and more to this story, folks, so y'all stick around. Kim, if you would, hold on, as we need to take a break, and we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Boating Safety Program Director, Kimberly Sorensen. Kimberly, as we get ready for the upcoming season, know that the department has a website, and you have your own boating section on it at tpwd.texas.gov. Online, in-room, classroom, private activities, what options do we have for hands-on or boating safety curriculum and instruction?
Yeah, if you go to our website and go to the boater education page on the website, there are four options to choose for an online boater ed class. And again, anyone who was born after 1993, September 1st, 1993, is required to take that class in order to operate a vessel in Texas. But we also encourage adult operators who are new to boating to go in and take that class. So we have the online courses at the same area on the website. It'll say take a classroom course, and you can search for courses that are taught by our U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, America's Boating Club, TPWD employees, and volunteers across the state. In fact, I just had a class, an instructor class last night with 15 individuals who will start teaching the classes across the state for us.
Kimberly, is there just a basic course, or are there different kinds of courses?
They all have the same content, but they're delivered in different ways. Specifically, our online courses. There's one on there called I Learned a Boat that is more of an interactive game. It's really suited for the younger generation of boaters to engage them in boating safety. But all of them have very specific content that is in place to ensure that, but when they're done with the class, they have a good idea of how to be safe.
Okay, is there a charge for these?
There are, and the courses range anywhere from $5 up to $50, depending on the content and delivery of the course.
And you can even take it a step further and become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain.
Like you!
Master captain with a 100-ton endorsement, as well as towing and salvage endorsement. Again, you know, knowledge and education is a good thing, and particularly understanding and being able, you know, we've got weather, something that a lot of people don't think about, how to navigate. They go, oh, yeah, I'm just going to run from here over to there.
Then, oops.
Fog sets in, you know.
Or the bottom drops out, or you know.
Or wind. And Kimberly, you and I were talking about this as we set this up. Yes, we think of the coast with waves that get pretty big. But some of our lakes can be just as treacherous, can't they?
Yeah, increased boating, having a lot of vessels out there can kick up waves, but the wind coming across in Texas, the weather can change in a few minutes. And so you have to really be aware and use your weather apps and watch for approaching storms. Last week was a great example when we had high wind come across central Texas. And, you know, if you were out on a boat in that, it would be very treacherous.
Yeah, you find out if you're on Lake Travis, you know, and those sometimes islands, you know, can certainly get a hold of you. Also, one of the most underutilized water resources that we have in the Lone Star State are our rivers, and the department is really being aggressive in gaining access through private land for people to fish, wade, kayak, boat, from on these waterways. You seeing an increase in usage because of the opportunities to get on these waterways?
Yeah, we've created lease access points where you can access rivers through private property. Being respectful to those private property owners has really helped us to get people into areas so they can kayak, fish, spend time wading in those waters. With that, we've also increased our patrol on those waterways. I've been working on a program with our game wardens where we do a paddle patrol class with our state park police and game wardens. So don't be surprised if you see one of our officers approach you on a kayak this summer.
on a kayak, besides the flotation, personal flotation devices, what are they looking for?
Well, they want to make sure that, yeah, you have your life jacket. If you're going to be out after night, you have to have a bright white light or lantern. You have to have a sounding device on all, which a whistle works. and then if you're out there fishing, obviously we're looking to make sure that you're following the license rules and you have your fishing license with you. And you're also following the size of the fish that you're catching.
Is there a requirement on a sit-on-top kayak to fly a pennant so that you increase your vertical visibility?
There is not a requirement by law, but it is definitely a good practice, especially if you're in the bays on our ocean side. Anywhere where larger vessels, where you might be crossing into larger vessel traffic, make sure that they can see you, and also stay very close to the shore and out of the way.
You know, as shallow draft as some of these flats boats are, and kayaks being in shallow water, that's now shared waterway, right?
It is shared waterway, and we are seeing a huge increase in our kayak fishermen, especially in the coastal environment. So we're getting a lot of smaller vessels out there mixed with our larger vessels, and we just want everyone to be mindful, be aware of all the boats around you, and just be very courteous to the other boaters.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the website again, tpwd.texas.gov, and not only the boater education, boating laws, but navigational aids. Some of the courses are going to let you know who has the right of way under various situations. And there's a lot of people that just, they almost take the attitude of whoever gets there first, you know, and that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. You want to be mindful of when you have to stand on or give way in a boat, and we'll teach you that in the boater ed class so that you know which boat has right of way as you're crossing through a lake.
Do you notice how she got nautical on us?
Yes.
You know, stand on or, you know, give way, you know.
I know starboard. I know.
Okay. If you know port and starboard, that'll help.
And the way I learned port from starboard is port, P-O-R-T, four letters.
Okay.
Left, L-E-F-T.
Okay.
All right. Again, tpwd.texas.gov. You got any? Bob's still counting. any courses coming up? Is there information on course schedules or where we might find that?
Yeah, the course schedules are on our boater education page, and we have courses all through March into boating season. So just go on, register for a course, and make sure that you're ready to be out on the water. We will also be out at some events in the next few weeks, and we're coordinating with the Army Corps this year. We're going to do a big event at Lake Louisville Memorial Day weekend as we kick off the end of Water Safety Month and just into the summer boating. You'll see us out there on the water. You'll see our game wardens patrolling. We really love it when we come up on a boat and everyone has their safety equipment and they're practicing safe boating and they're excited to be out there for the weekend.
You mean the game wardens aren't walking away going, darn?
No, not at all. If you choose to boat on a Saturday, just remember that there's a lot more traffic. That's in Saturday afternoons when people are tired or they may have had some alcohol on their boat, things like that. That's when our accidents tend to happen. So it's really important to be mindful of other traffic and, you know, make your captain be a sober captain.
Absolutely. You know, we didn't even touch on that point, but
and hydrated too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Exactly.
But there's more to the story. Kimberly, we appreciate you joining us once again to provide your insight. The website again, folks, tpwd.texas.gov. Our guest, Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Boating Safety Program Director. Kim, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kimberly. Friends, we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight.
We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's on the menu?
Well, first up, of course, your favorite thing, right? This Sunday, we change our clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. March 18th, though, the Cowtown Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Roanoke. For information on that, go to rmef.org. And then go to that event or some other ones in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Okay, remember, Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They have kits that have, like, something of everything. Products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. Miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com. At checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off and free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Once again, I want to thank Kimberly Sorensen, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Boating Safety Program Director. Go to their website, tpwd.texas.gov, and click on the Boating tab.
Good information. Do remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, texasoutdoornews.com, and see our wonderful stations there. We also archive the program. So remember, whether you're in the woods or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.